I'm Leah Kranz, and I will be guiding us through today's prayers and reading. We know a deep breath is a gift from God. So, as we begin, I invite you to notice your breath. Let's take a few deep breaths together. Join me in praying aloud together. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. As we're wanting to spend time writing God's word on our hearts, let's say the words of Deuteronomy 6, 4 through 9 together. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. Love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your strength. These commandments that I give you today are to be on your hearts. Impress them on your children. Talk about them when you sit at home and when you walk along the road, when you lie down and when you get up. Tie them as symbols on your hands and bind them on your foreheads. Write them on the door frames of your houses and on your gates. Today, I will be reading from the Tiny Truths Illustrated Bible. Suddenly, two men dressed in white appeared to the disciples. One day, they said, "You will see Jesus again. He will come back." After Jesus had gone, the disciples spent lots of time together talking about Jesus and waiting for the gift that he had promised to give them. What would it be? Not long afterward, they were together in a home when they heard a sound like a strong, rushing wind. It was so loud that it filled the whole house. They looked at one another in surprise and saw flames of fire above their heads. What was happening? Jesus was keeping his promise. God was using the fire and the wind to show them that his Spirit had come and would always be with them. The Holy Spirit would be their helper, their comforter, and their guide, just as Jesus had been. At that time, people were visiting Jerusalem from all over the world. A large crowd heard the noise and excitement and came to see what was happening. "Do you remember Jesus who died?" Peter asked them. "He's alive. He's the new king you were waiting for. Now he's given us a gift, his Holy Spirit. If you ask God for his forgiveness, he'll give you the very same gift." On that day, hundreds of people decided that they too wanted to live life with God, to live the way he had made them to live. These new followers of Jesus learned together, ate meals together, loved each other, and shared everything they had. When people needed help, they helped. When someone needed money, they sold their belongings and gave their money away. And every day they thanked God for everything he had done for them. This was the first church. The word of the Lord. I wonder, when everyone at Pentecost had flames above their heads, was it hot? What are you wondering about this reading? As we finish our time together, say these words of blessing with me. May my eyes see people as God does. May my ears hear God's voice. May my mouth speak God's truth. May my heart know God's love. May my hands serve others. And may my feet follow in the footsteps of Jesus. Brothers and sisters in Christ, as your attention returns to what has happened or what will happen in your day, remember that life is short and we have so little time to gladden the hearts of those who travel with us. So, be quick to love, make haste to be kind, and may the peace of God Father, Son, and Holy Spirit abide with you now and remain with you always. Amen.